I mean, I'll buy 'em off you, mister, said Remorse patiently. Tell you what, 200 squids, a bag of tucker, and we'll set you right on the road to, where was he wanted to go, Clancy?
Bugger up, murmured Rincewind.
Ah, oh, you don't want to go to Bugger Up, said Remorse. Nothing in Bugger Up but a bunch of wowsers and poofters.
It's okay. I like parrots, mumbled Rincewind, who was just hoping that they would let him go so that he could hold onto the ground again. What's Exian for going mad with terrified fatigue and collapsing in a boneless heap?
The men looked at one another. Isn't that snagged as a wombat's tonker?
No, no, that's when you chuck a twister, isn't it? Said Clancy.
What? Struth, no. Chucking a twister's when your nose. Hang on, that's Bender Smarty.
Said Rincewind, clutching his head.
What? Bender Smarty is when your ears get blocked underwater.
Clancy looked uncertain and then seemed to reach a decision.
Yeah, that's right.
Nah, that's gonging like a possum's armpit, mate.
Excuse me, said Rincewind.
That ain't right. Gonging like a possum's armpit is when you crack a crusty. When your ears are stuffed like a mudgee's kettle after a week of Fridays, that's stuck up like Morgan's mule. Now, you're referring to happier than Morgan's mule in a chalky patch. You mean as fast as Morgan's mule after an 8 miles crow pie?
How fast was that exactly? Said Rincewind. They all stared at him.
Faster than an eel in a snake pit, mate, said Clancy. Don't you understand plain language?
Yeah, said one of the men. He might be a fancy rider, but I reckon he's dumber than a...
Don't anyone say anything, shouted Rincewind. I'm feeling a lot better, all right. Just all right. All right? He straightened his ragged robe and adjusted his hat. Now, if you could just set me on the right road to Bugger Up, I will not trespass further on your time. You may keep Snowy. He can bed down on a ceiling somewhere.
Oh, no, mister, said Remorse.
He reached into a shirt pocket, pulled out a bundle of notes and licked his thumb to count off 20.
I always pays me debts.
You want to stay with us a while first? We could use another rider and it's tough going on the road by yourself. There's bush rangers about.
Rincewind rubbed his head again. Now that his various bodily organs had wobbled their way back into their approximate positions, he could get back to general, low-key, generalised dread. They won't have to worry about me, he mumbled. I promise not to light fires or feed the animals. Well, I say promise. Most of the time they're trying to feed off me. Remorse shrugged. Just so long as there's no more of those damn dropping bears, said Rincewind. The men laughed.
Drop bears? Who's been feeding you a line about drop bears?
What do you mean?
There's no such thing as drop bears. Someone must have seen you coming, mate.
Huh? Rincewind waved his arm. They went boying all over the place. Great big teeth.
I reckon he's madder than Morgan's mule, mate, said Clancy.
The group went silent. How mad is that, then? Said Rincewind. Clancy leaned on his saddle and looked nervously at the other men. He licked his lips.
Well, it's...
Yes?
Well, it's...
His face twisted up.
It's... Ver...
Rincewind hinted.
Ver...
Clancy mumbled, clutching the syllable like a lifeline.
Very...
Keep going.
Very mad,
said Clancy. Well done. See? So much easier, said Rincewind. Someone mentioned something about food. Remorse nodded to one of the men who handed Rincewind a sack.
There's beer and veggies and stuff, and because you're a good sport, we're giving you a tin of jam too.
Gooseberry?
Yep. And I'm wondering about your hat, said Remorse. Why is there all corks around it?
Knocks the flies out, said Rincewind.
That works, does it? Course not, said Clancy. Even it does, someone would have thought of it by now.
Yes, me, said Rincewind. No worries.
Makes you look a bit of a drongo, mate, said Clancy.
Oh, good, said Rincewind. Which way's Bugger Up?
Just turn left at the bottom of the canyon, mate.
That's all.
You can ask again when you meet the bush rangers.
They've got some sort of cabin or station, have they?
Just remember they'll find you if you get lost.
Really? Well, I suppose that's part of their job. Good day to you.
G'day. No worries.
The men watched Rincewind until he was out of sight.
Didn't seem very bothered, did he?
He's a bit Coogeroo, if you ask me.
Clancy?
Yes, boss?
You made that one up, didn't you?